It's another Ag News update. Former chairman of the House Ag Committee discusses why the ERP program is a disaster for a disaster program.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
How can a small rule change in the ERP program make a disaster out of a disaster program? Oklahoma's Frank Lucas.
The Secretary's perspective on this, or at least the language written for the 22 ERP, is much like the White House's perspective, which is dollars in the farm bill, dollars in the program, including ERP, should not follow production, but they should be allocated to you based on who you are and what you are producing. Whereas they like to say up here, be socially responsible and environmentally responsible. That's maddening to me, Tony, because if you're taking money to address weather issues and conditions beyond a producer's control, but you're allocating it based on who the farmer is and what they're growing and how they're growing it, then that's defeating the whole purpose of the Farm Bill safety net since 1933. So we're all pushing back hard. Matter of fact, I am told from my constituents in Oklahoma that basically the local FSA offices have almost ground to a halt because a number of producers have figured out that the way the administration is working this, if you don't claim yourself to be a minority, you're going to be locked out of the program. So suddenly you have, I am told, an incredible number of people trying to come up with a way to legitimately reclassify themselves so they qualify.
It's another Ag News update.